Oh my God.
Cesspool 161, Jay Foss, El Tejon. We're going to talk about our favorite body parts on women, Taylor Swift, because, oh, she red hot right now. She red hot.
Oh, my God.
And then that's after we go through the news. All right, bitch.
Oh, okay.
So Amazon secretly used an algorithm to increase prices.
What?
Who would have thought?
Big business increases prices?
Well, so UPS people, they're making six figures now, right? Why can't, you know, why can't Amazon get in on
why, it? Why aren't we working for UPS?
That's a good fucking question. So what do you think about, real quick, your political guy, real quick, the speaker getting ousted?
Man,
I know it can't be real quick because I mean there's a lot of conspiracy.
Right.
We got to get to Taylor Swift and body parts.
McCarthy getting ousted. Kevin McCarthy from the esteemed rep from California. That's some wild banana dick. I mean, the GOP is in complete disarray right now.
Jenny McCarthy's brother.
Yes, she's kind of hot. It's so hard. I read so much of this shit on the internet, and I see both sides of the argument, and neither one of them are completely wrong. The issue that I take is our government has fucked the American citizen for so long, and I don't care who you are, where you come from, what your stature in life is. You know, you're rich or you're poor, you're an immigrant, you're a citizen, you're non-immigrant. I don't give a fuck. Here's the issue that I have. Our federal government is in complete disarray and they've been spending money hand over fist. The economy is going to take a big hit here come very quickly. And it is all. This is the sole reason. You can't give me any other reason why. The sole reason is because of spending. They've turned on the printing press. Everything's been fucked up. And so whenever McCarthy was going to be voted in as the speaker, it took him like 15 votes, but he cut a deal with the Freedom Caucus, which is the very conservative wing of the GOP, that he was going to do very certain things. And he did not hold up that end of the bargain, right? So there's a part of me that looks at Matt Gaetz and everything Matt Gaetz is saying. Well, not everything. So like, 95% of what he says, I agree with.
He puts the gay in Matt Gaetz.
True. McCarthy did not hold up his end of the bargain. And I completely understand that you have to cut deals with the other side in order to get shit done. But Republicans have been capitulating to Democrats for so long that we are now in this position where we should not. We should not. Capitulate anymore. Cut back on the spending. Let's enforce a law on the border. Cut down taxes. Quit sending money overseas to all these other countries. You have so many people, so many citizens, so many families that are struggling. Our education sucks. Our immigration standards sucks. Our law enforcement sucks. Crime sucks. Everything is in the shitter right now. No new homes are being sold because interest rates are too fucking high. Nobody wants to get involved in that. You know, there's groceries. Groceries are doubled. Your clothing has doubled. Like, everything has doubled. The actual inflation is not what the government says because they don't calculate it right. They lie about it. The job numbers, they lie about it. You know, they do six different ways of accounting with the government. There are so many things fucked up with what we're doing that it is time to put an end to the nonsense. This president, President Biden, has been a complete failure. You know, you're going to get so many people on the left, your extreme radical left, your Democrat representatives. You're going to get all these people that are going to blow smoke up your ass telling you, oh, the economy's great. Listen, we increased jobs. You still have a fuck ton of people that were looking for work that have just checked out. They're now sitting on the couch playing Xbox every day. If you're not out actively looking for work, you're not part of unemployment. They don't calculate it, right? They only calculate the people that are unemployed and actively looking.
You know what else is fucked up?
What's fucked up?
Maren Morris is done with country music.
Oh, I heard about this.
Oh, you heard about this shit?
I heard about this.
Man, this is pretty crazy, pretty tragic. This is heartbreaking to me.
Yeah, you're busted up about it?
Yeah. She loved living in Nashville. She has a family. She said there's a reason why people come here from LA and New York. And that's not going to change. But she couldn't do the circus anymore. Feeling like she has to absorb and explain people's bad behaviors and then laugh it off. I don't know what this whore's getting at. But anyway, is she an actual country singer or is she this new crop of bullshit?
She is a new age country singer. She's part of the pop country crowd.
Okay.
But she's very liberal in her political beliefs. So that's why it's a struggle for her to be a part of the conservative country crowd. You know, so I don't feel a whole lot of sympathy for her. You know what? If you can't make it in country because you ideologically can't get behind some of the songs that you actually should produce, then fuck you. Don't give a shit.
In Texas news, because this sounds a whole lot like Texas, a county commissioner from Texas is staring down a felony child abuse charge after he accidentally shoots his 12-year-old grandson in a freak accident at a wedding. They said he whipped out a revolver to fire a homemade blank to commence a wedding ceremony he was officiating. When he cocked its hammer back, his grandson survived the bullet wound or whatever.
Well, because even blanks still put out a discharge, so he was probably close to the gun.
It backfired.
Backfired?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, Texans can't make these homemade blanks, you know what I'm saying?
What the fuck? I thought Texans were all about their firearms and their ammo.
You would think he could make some fucking homemade
blanks. Holy shit, what a dumbass. Sounds like he needs to move to Kansas.
No one wants to give Hunter Biden cash to help his legal woes.
Oh, well. You're guilty, dumbass.
Okay, listen to this one. West Virginia parents charged after adopted children found locked in barn. Of course they're locked in the barn. They live in the barn. This is West Virginia, right?
Right. Like, what's wrong with that?
What, being locked in the barn?
Well, you're not actually locked in. I mean, it was probably locked from the inside.
Yeah. Anyway, we live in Kansas City, so we're kind of force-fed Chiefs news and Chiefs fandom and Chiefs game.
Chiefs propaganda.
So now, because of Travis Kelce's, you know, he wants to try a white woman out for once. You know, he wants a woman. We got Taylor Swift bullshit going right on.
Now we're all Swifties.
And sadly, if you live here, that's what everyone's talking about.
Well, it's a news cycle piece, but anybody that I ever talk to doesn't give a fuck about who Travis Kelce is dating.
Anyway, I have some info on Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what she smells like? That people that have, you know, smelt her, snorted her, you know, put their nose on her?
I do not.
Well, she has a floral, fruity scent.
Okay, so she showers with a lot of herbal essences.
Well, she has her own perfume line, too. All right.
I'm sure it smells like shit.
She wears Flower Bomb, you know?
Flower Bomb?
Yeah, what's her favorite fucking movie? What's Taylor Swift's favorite fucking movie?
I don't know. Fahrenheit 9/11?
The Notebook.
Oh, okay.
You know? What's her favorite fucking color?
Blue?
Red. She's not a fucking Crip, my guy.
Oh, my God. My bad.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
I'm just some idiot from Kansas City.
That's also her favorite lipstick, and that's what she's wearing in all these games. That's
what she wears everywhere.
That's what's stained on the mushroom tip of Travis Kelce's cock. Swift's, she loves chicken tenders. Oh my she likes God. To mention how they're in her mouth.
Oh.
What do you mean, oh?
God, all this chicken. All this meat in my mouth.
Yeah. Hey. She has a bubbly personality. She's known for her songwriting skills. Yeah, I'm sure she
writes. Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah, motherfucker.
Her songwriting skills? Are you fucking kidding? What? Can you remember anything that Taylor Swift has ever written?
Romeo, take me alongside the barn. Give me anal to the early morn. I think that was one of her songs.
Okay, I've never heard that one. But then again, I'm not an expert on Taylor Swift songs.
Well, she said about that song, I was too stupid to love him the way I loved her. You know what I mean? And that makes sense. Right? Her. Yeah. I don't know what she means.
Who is her?
Well, I'm not sure. I wasn't there. I mean, it wasn't behind the barn or anything like that. You know what I mean?
I was.
Oh, hell. Anyway, Taylor Swift. She has a complete dating history. All right? Here's the complete dating history. This 2008. We're starting 2008, so a little bit far back.
Okay.
I don't know where it goes to. This is cosmopolitan. Joe Jonas.
Oh, one of the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, July to October. So that's kind of a long term.
That's long term for her.
Fuck yeah.
Did she write a song about him?
Well, she said, when I find that person who is right for me, he'll be wonderful. And when I look at that person, I'm not even going to be able to remember the boy who broke up with me over the phone when I was 18. You know what I mean? Lucas Till, who the fuck is that?
I have no idea.
March 2009 to April 2009, she dated him. Very serious. And that's kind of long term.
2 months?
Yeah. Well, one. I mean, are you counting March? Yeah, okay, we'll give him two. Why not? There was no friction because we were too nice. We just really liked each other. Okay, that's cool.
We really like each other, so we broke up.
Yeah, well, later that year, Taylor Lautner. You remember that guy? Werewolf guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was kind of hot for a minute. What the
fuck? Played in Twilight?
Yeah.
I think he made like one or two movies after that and then got dropped like a fucking rock.
Huh.
Must have got fat.
She wrote a song about him.
Oh.
John Mayer.
I remember that one. That was big news.
December 09 to February 10. That's 3 fucking months. Maybe 4. Right?
That must have been super serious.
Yeah. Dear John is about him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, John Mayer is a douche, right?
I honestly don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't follow anything about John Mayer.
Is he still around?
I don't think he makes much music anymore, but I'm sure he's probably still hip in Hollywood.
You know, your body's kind of like a wonderland.
You ain't got to tell me.
From October 2010 to January 2011, she was with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay. Famous actor.
Yeah. They were in love.
Oh, I bet they were.
Yeah. I mean, didn't he get ripped for a boxing movie at one time?
Yeah, wasn't a terrible movie.
So Maggie Gyllenhaal, we've all seen her tits in movies, right? Not a good set of tits, man.
I've
seen better tits on a hog, brother.
Oh shit! I don't think I've ever seen them.
Oh, sorry. Jake broke up with Taylor randomly. It was just a 180 degree turn, and it was out of the blue. Jake told her it just wasn't working out. Taylor was really upset and hurt. You know, so upset and hurt, she probably didn't fuck a guy for a couple of hours.
Wrote a song about him?
Yeah. Connor Kennedy, who the fuck is that?
He sounds like a dipshit MMA fighter.
July to October. Harry Styles. Fuck okay. Yeah. November to January. That's a long one.
3 months. If she goes past 3 months, it's super serious.
It is, right?
Right. That's. It seems like every relationship she gets into is like 3 months long.
Is it like, so you know when you get a job and you're on like a 90-day...
Oh, a probationary period.
Is that what it is?
That's probably what it is.
Yeah.
They give her a probationary period, and obviously she does not fulfill obligations.
Check this out. February 2015 to May 2016.
Oh, my God.
Calvin Harris.
Dude, why weren't DJ. They married?
Now, Calvin Harris has made a song about her.
Well, yeah. Rightfully so. I'm sure she made a song about him.
Yeah, or, you know, her and her 10 writers did.
Well, yeah. 10. Is that all?
They got to celebrate a year together.
That's an achievement she will never, ever have again.
Yeah. The breakup was messy, and Calvin low-key accused Taylor of cheating.
Really? Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me.
Tom Hiddleston. God, I love that guy.
English guy?
Don't know, but I love him. And then she was with John Alwyn? Oh, yeah, British tabloid. So she got a little British dick right there. Well, Harry Styles. And so she likes some uncircumcised fucking.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Oh, my God.
Dated Gary.
Yeah. I mean, she like. You know, had to clean by the folds of their cock and shit.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I mean, good for her, right?
I keep sanitation napkins just for this.
And then I know she was with that Matty Healy guy lately that he wasn't listed here, but he's 1975. That was his band, and he's British, too. So that was the most recent one, and that wasn't that long ago. That was like a month or two ago. And now she's on to this dipshit.
Dipshit?
Yeah.
Mr. Pfizer?
I mean, what's wrong with that, right?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's dying from the COVID shot. Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Well, when I score a touchdown, you die. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. I ran so hard that I died of myocarditis.
So? I mean, what's the chances do you think he took the shot?
I have no idea.
But you know what's cool? Dude, him and his brother have this like a funny, cool podcast. And they're just so funny and cool. They're just everyday guys.
Oh, yeah. Just multi-millionaire, just everyday guys.
Yeah, just, I mean, they're just funny. Just, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
You can see their maids walking around in the background and shit. It's just so popular than ours. Well, anyway.
Bitch.
Well, I mean... Well, I don't know when that drawing is, but we could be right there. We could be.
We
right
got there. 9 minutes. All right, well. 9 minutes, and then fuck
9 minutes before we're totally cool and everyday.
Right, guys. We're richer than the Kelseys.
Top 10 female body parts men love. You ready?
Oh,
what do you mean? What are you choking on? Some
God, I'm about to have an erection.
Okay, well, feet.
Okay, erection is gone.
No, I will say, like, nasty feet.
I hate feet.
Right, just period?
Just period.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of them.
Like, you can have...
try to keep mine concealed at all times. I don't care if I'm on the beach or whatever. I'm
in my own house wearing fucking sneakers.
Yeah, I'm not a feet fan.
I don't like looking at my own feet.
Yeah, me and you are on the same... Well, okay, so here's the thing. I'll let you in on something. I may have kickboxed in my past, right?
Right.
My feet are fucking mangled.
Oh, from kickboxing?
Oh, yeah. You don't always hit with your shin, brother.
Sometimes you catch a big toe.
Sometimes you catch them all. I have broken and snapped every single one.
Oh, shit.
An eagle looks at my shit and goes, oh, fuck.
You know, this is his territory.
Right. Mine are fucked. And my hands all sway too. So that's just because if you can't afford medical care and you want to fight, you know. Anyway, number 10's feet. Number 9, a woman's back.
No.
What do you mean you don't?
I don't give a fuck about a woman's back.
Why not?
What's there to look at?
What if there's a tattoo on it?
Don't care.
So what's a sexy tattoo a woman could have in Badger Land?
A sexy tattoo? Oh, I don't know if there is such thing as a sexy tattoo. Like, I don't look at tattoos and say, that's fucking sexy.
A woman's stomach.
No.
See, I'm kind of, you know, like, there's times, and I've went to a few strip clubs, and I'm like, you know, I'm searching for the cesarean section scar to see if she's in my league or whatever. You know what I mean? And that's, I'm down. You know what I mean? That's when I know.
Holy shit.
She needs that money.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But see, that's about all I can pull is. Yeah. I have to go to, like, cesariansrs.com.
Yeah.
You know?
But if there's like several, you know what I mean? This looks like notebook paper on her stomach.
Yeah, like just nothing but lines.
Oh my God, that's when you know she's ready for you.
Lines, Dunlap, stretch marks.
Legs?
Now, I do like a good set of legs.
Yeah, I mean, but hey, let's face it, ladies. 90% of the legs lead to those cottage cheese thighs because they don't do shit.
Well, okay.
Even skinny women, they don't fucking do squats or nothing. You know what I mean?
It is true.
It's
short, stumpy. It's
grade A, large, curved, cottage fucking cheese.
I don't know, like, I don't want a track star that goes and does like squats and fucking leg press every single day. That's, if you got legs that look like mine, that's kind of weird. Right?
No, you got
fucking huge
legs.
Muscles. You got more hair than me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just like, oh, that one, let me go dive face first into that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You want to, yeah.
No.
Wanna. Oh, no.
No. No. Fuck off.
No. No.
Right? But if you're somebody who's like a cross country runner and you have slender legs, you know, they look very good. You take care of yourself.
Yeah, like some Nate Diaz legs or something.
I mean, Nate.
Right?
Nate You're Diaz with me on that. Is just the perfect. He's got the perfect female legs.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Totally agree.
Yeah. How about hair? Her.
Hair?
Yeah, hair.
Like hair on her head?
Yes. Because, oh, man. I'll be honest. I'll be honest. You know, a big bush or like underarm hair?
No.
You're losing me pretty I'm quick. Dead. You know, you're not going to get to enjoy all these hours of dick if you've got that hair. You
exactly. Know like if I can dive into your bush and hide from the cops.
Yeah.
Like that's a no-go.
It's not great. Right.
Nah.
You strike a match, see what you can do, you know, see if you can,
oh God,
you know, win Survivor or whatever. but underarm hair.
Listen, you don't take care of yourself. If you
I
have
don't
underarm.
Even really have underarm hair. I really don't.
I think mine's falling out.
It's falling out. Yeah.
I'm fucking old.
You're old as shit.
Yeah.
But okay, so head of hair. I will say this. I do not like short hair on chicks. I don't know what it is. It's just it's disgusting to me.
Well, because there's a stigma behind it.
Is that what it is? Like, I'm a flamer if I like this or whatever?
Growing up, it,
because
typically,
like Sinead O'Connor, I haven't jacked off to her like more than 5 times. It's disgusting. Jada Pinkett? No. More than 6.
Listen, I tend to find alopecia very, very sexy.
Do you?
Yes. Not quite as sexy as their son's friend.
Yeah.
But
who's just hitting it?
Just fucking hitting it. How about like 1992 Demi Moore?
No.
G.I. Jane?
No.
You wouldn't?
What do you mean? Yeah, because of her status and how much money she had in the city.
No, 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 no. Let's just say she was just some chick you ran into.
Just go Bruce at that point.
Ooh. Bruce Jenner?
Yep.
I feel you.
Yeah. Me and Bill Romanowski actually. He's a gentle lover, actually. How about smile? You care about a bitch's smile? It's top five.
I don't know. I've never really thought about that. Like, there's not too many chicks that have a bad smile. It's not necessarily the smile.
She's like, hey, I'll take home.
It's the teeth behind the smile. Like, if they got a bunch of fucking jagged teeth or, you know, you can tell that she's, like, smoking meth every other day. That's
most of this area.
Right. So, yeah, I guess a smile doesn't matter to me. Yeah, yeah, that's all I get is
my eyes. Bitches.
Eyes? Yeah.
Who the fuck cares? I'm not really
looking at them.
Lips on their face.
Oh.
Yeah.
Never looked at them.
Never looked at lips, huh?
No.
I mean, they have no lips at all. You're just like, ah, fuck it.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's
a lot of white chicks.
They're
methed out.
Yeah.
What is the
chicks with no lips, no teeth?
Yeah, I don't think this isn't a meth list.
Oh.
Yeah, this is a woman list. This is not
my dating list.
Yeah, this isn't a badger list here. Angelina Jolie lips.
Well, okay, so Angelina Jolie.
Because they're also referred to as blowjob lips.
Well, yeah, after they get the fucking weird injections into them. Like, I don't like that. They look abnormal to me.
Yeah, I mean, because when she's blowing you, you're just like, oh my God.
Right.
This is not great.
I don't want the lip.
I'm not going to ejaculate at least for the next 3 to 7 seconds. You know what I mean? No. Because it's disgusting.
Right. So Rick better not get those injections.
Right.
But I don't want those real thin style where you like have to barely put the lipstick on it because you have no lips.
Yeah. Yeah. You want, yeah.
Those are weird too. Like that's weird genetics.
You like the puffer fish stuff.
I don't need puffer fish. Yeah, like, I need normal, just regular normal lips. Don't get me super fucking fat injected lips or like super skinny fucking thin hairline lips.
Wow. You're complicated.
I am. I'm hard to please.
A woman's ass.
I do like a fine ass.
No, yeah, like J-Lo.
I don't like a fat ass. I like a fine ass.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I want an athletic ass.
Oh, an athletic, like squats.
Fuck. Yeah, you fucking work out and you got that tight shit. Ronda Rousey does have a decent ass.
Oh, God. Yeah. You know what I'm not saying?
What are you not saying?
So an ass. So, you know, they always said, you know, are you an ass? And the number one is chest. Are you an ass or a boobs man? Okay. Can I rant for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
So an ass or a boobs man? You know how I talked about, you know, a woman could have a nice ass, but, you know, they got the large curd cottage fucking 2% cheese, you know, right? No, I mean, that happens, right? If you don't, it does. So, you know, that's awesome and shit. Okay, so chest, big old titties, right? You know, tig old beaties, right? What happens to those as they get
older? Well, by the time they're 30... They look like fucking weird saggy flower pots.
Yeah, and then after that, they're at their fucking navel.
Yes, and it's weird.
Yeah. So is that still fucking awesome that they have tig old bitties? It's not.
No. So, okay, so whenever I dated a grandma, do you know what she did to keep herself in very good condition?
You fucking tell me.
She fucking wore a bra all the time. Yeah. All the time. It kept her breasts firm, kept them very nice, voluptuous.
Go on.
And at fucking 75 years old, I don't remember. I don't know. I was drunk and like 25. But they were some of the nicest sets of breasticles that I've seen on an older woman.
Yeah. Well, that's good to hear. Let's have you read some Taylor Swift lyrics.
So I sneak out to the garden to see you. We keep quiet because we're dead if they knew. So close your eyes. Escape the sound for a little while.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Because we were both young when I first saw you. And Mary Jo had something on her mind. Cleared her throat and swallowed real hard. Little boys, they dream big dreams. And some just might come true. And if he rides, that young fool strides. Great lyrics.